narrowness of mental activity that concentrates all effort on a single end. It was, rather, the incidental byproduct of an intellect whose breadth almost exceeded definition. Certainly, I've never met anyone with a mind of similar scope. Virtually total recall, unending fascination with new knowledge, and an ability to recast it in a form applicable to seemingly unrelated problems made exposure to his thinking in any field a delight. But his third imperative, generosity, was where he succeeded beyond all others. I knew Ben as my teacher, my employer, and my friend. In each relationship, just as with all his students, employees, and friends, there was an absolutely open-ended, no-scores-kept generosity of ideas, time, and spirit. If clarity of thinking was required, there was no better place to go. And if encouragement or counsel was needed, Ben was there. Walter Lippmann spoke of men who plant trees that other men will sit under. Ben Graham was such a man. A note about Benjamin Graham by Jason Zweig. Who was Benjamin Graham, and why should you listen to him? Graham was not only one of the best investors who ever lived, he was also the greatest practical investment thinker of all.